Two of the country's foremost experts in the fight against chronic homelessness highlight the Alaska Coalition on Housing and Homelessness annual conference, which gets underway Monday in Juneau. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
This is the first time in recent memory that the capital city has hosted the conference. Scott Schombler is chairman of the Alaska Coalition on Housing and Homelessness, which formed in 1989 to bring together the various nonprofits, social service agencies, and others working with the homeless across the state.
So obviously Juneau being the seat of the legislature, that's key. And then also because there's been fantastic work on behalf of the local community in terms of identifying the needs of the homeless in Juneau. And there's a lot of talk locally about how to promote and make these issues bigger.
Schombler is part of a group advocating for a Housing First project in Juneau. Research shows that Housing First makes it easier to address the underlying causes of long-term homelessness, which often include drug and alcohol abuse and mental illness. The idea is you give the homeless a safe, secure place to live, then focus on why they're living on the streets. Schombler says the coalition is thrilled to have Housing First experts Sam Simbaris and Bill Hobson presenting at the conference. Simbaris founded Pathways to Housing in New York City, and Hobson is executive director of Seattle's Downtown Emergency Service Center.
We invited Sam and Bill to come up and just provide insight onto the whole range of Housing First. You know, I think in some communities in Alaska, we're still at a focal point of kind of understanding what it is.
There are two Housing First facilities in Alaska right now, both former hotels. Karlik Manor in Anchorage is run by the nonprofit Rural Alaska Community Action Program. The Tanana Chiefs Conference runs a facility in Fairbanks. Researchers with the University of Alaska Anchorage have been studying both projects and will present some of their findings to the coalition. Anecdotally, Schombler says both facilities have had success reducing some of the problems associated with homelessness.
The amount of engagement with hospitals, police officers, service patrol pickups has decreased, and there has been obviously a better change in lifestyle for those residents who live there.
Maria Lovishuk is executive director of Juneau's emergency homeless shelter, the Glory Hole, and vice chair of the Alaska Coalition on Housing and Homelessness. Lovishuk says a Housing First project would target an underserved population in the capital city, the chronically homeless.
I don't think that we have any services in Juneau right now that can accommodate these folks properly. And I think that as a community, we are spending a lot of money. And I think that we can just definitely do better. We can save money and we can provide people with a very good housing option.
One thing Simbaris and Hobson will discuss at the conference is how to overcome obstacles and get community buy-in for a Housing First project. Lovishuk says a facility for Juneau's chronically homeless will improve services for those who just need a temporary place to stay.
The folks that we're talking about building this facility for, we are a very, 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 very small segment of the homeless population. I mean, most homeless people in America are now women with children. So, you know, it doesn't solve the homeless problem, but it definitely takes a huge chunk out.
Other topics to be covered at the conference include youth homelessness, the importance of getting accurate data about the state's homeless population and housing stock, and prisoner reentry programs. The conference runs Monday through Wednesday at Centennial Hall. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.